The hours went by with no sign of aid. Napoleon's lines grew weaker, and at 3 in the afternoon, the Austrians finally broke through, forcing the French to retreat. This was the ultimate downturn in the campaign, and it was, yet again, Napoleon's moment to shine. He seemed encouraged by the way the retreat was going, the French scattering and the Austrians pursuing them, without discipline or cohesion. Riding among the men who had retreated the farthest, he rallied them and prepared them to counterattack, promising them that reinforcements would arrive within minutes. And he was right. Now French divisions were coming in from all directions. The Austrians, meanwhile, had let their ranks fall into disorder and stunned to find themselves facing new forces in this condition. They halted and then gave ground to a quickly organized French counterattack. By 9 p.m., the French had routed them. Just as Napoleon had predicted with his pin on the map, he met and defeated the enemy at Marengo. A few months later, a treaty was signed that gave France the peace it so desperately needed, a peace that was to last nearly 4 years. Interpretation. Napoleon's victory at Marengo might seem to have depended on a fair amount of luck and intuition, but that is not at all the case. Napoleon believed that a superior strategist could create his own luck through calculation, careful planning, and staying open to change in a dynamic situation. Instead of letting bad fortune face him down, Napoleon incorporated it into his plans. Understand, in life, as in war, nothing ever happens just as you expect it to. People's responses are odd or surprising. Your staff commits outrageous acts of stupidity, on and on. If you meet the dynamic situations of life with plans that are rigid, if you think of only holding static positions, if you rely on technology to control any friction that comes your way, you are doomed. Events will change faster than you can adjust to them, and chaos will enter your system. In an increasingly complex world, Napoleon's way of planning and maneuvering is the only rational solution. You absorb as much information and as many details as possible. You analyze situations in depth, trying to imagine the enemy's responses and the accidents that might happen. You do not get lost in this maze of analysis, but rather use it to formulate a free-flowing plan with branches, one that puts you in positions with the possibility of maneuver. You keep things loose and adjustable. Any chaos that comes your way is channeled toward the enemy. In practicing this policy, you will come to understand Napoleon's dictum that luck is something you create. Reversal. The only danger in maneuver is that you give yourself so many options that you yourself get confused. Keep it simple. Limit yourself to the options you can control.